This is your WFHR Daily News Roundup for locally grown radio 97.5 FM and 1320 AM and Wis Country 105.5 FM WIRI in Wisconsin Rapids.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. The Wisconsin Rapids School Board has approved the budget for the 2025-26 school year. Superintendent Ron Rasmussen said the preliminary budget was ready in June, but had to wait for the state budget to pass this summer.
In our district, we're about 35% to 40% funded by local tax dollars and the remaining generally from state aid. Unfortunately, in the state budget this year, the state aid was flat for schools, so a little bit of that shift did flow a little bit more on the local taxpayers.
Wisconsin Rapids is getting about $95,000 less in state aid this year, according to numbers released earlier this month from the State Department of Public Instruction. It's one of the 70% of school districts in the state facing a drop in state aid, and the district is facing a $3.5 million deficit next year as the referendum, which passed 5 years ago, ends. Residents will get a survey in November explaining the district's financial challenges.
In addition, we know we're a declining enrollment district and looking at our facilities and how we can look at possible consolidation of facilities or possibly upgrading a few facilities so we can close other facilities.
Since 1999, the district has seen a fairly continuous decline in pre-K through 12 enrollment. The addition of a district-wide 4K program bumped the enrollment for two consecutive years in the early 2000s before continuing to decline. In the past 5 years, the enrollment numbers at Central Oak Academy Charter School have declined the most, while Rams and Howe have increased slightly. The survey explains what the impact would be for taxpayers if the district were to attempt another referendum.
The community survey is really laying out trying to get some opinions, really planning our future for the district for the next 5, 10, 15 years.
The survey will be sent out to every household in the district next week, and it'll be due by November 24th. The DNR has announced preliminary results for the 2025 bear season. Joanne Krulatz reports.
This fall, bear hunters harvested 3,724 bears during the 35-day season, placing the season on par with the five-year average of about 3,800 bears annually. This year's harvest was slightly below the overall harvest target of 4,075 bears, but within the expected range of harvest for this fall. Hunters wishing to obtain a license or preference point for the 2026 season must apply in Go Wild or at an authorized license agent before the December 10th deadline.
Cross-country meets are this Saturday at the Ridges Golf Course. Jimmy Cuska has more.
52 boys and 52 girls teams, as well as dozens of individual qualifiers, will compete for state titles in three divisions. Spash will attempt to defend its D1 boys title this year with four of its top runners back from last year. Mauston in D2 is back at state after finishing fourth a year ago in the boys meet. D3 boys individually will see two local sectional champions contend for a state title with Luke Iden of Pacelli and Michael Dolan of Assumption. On the girls' side, Assumption moves up to Division 2 this year after placing fourth in D3 last year. Lucy Dolan leads that squad after finishing fifth individually in D3 a year ago, third the year before, and fourth the year before that. In D3, Nasita's Eddie Dolman, a 2022 state champion, is back to compete after a fourth place finish last year. You can follow the results on the WIAA's website or attend the meet in person. Tickets are $9.
Our sister station, WRCO in Richland Center, will be broadcasting the meet, and you can listen for free on the Civic Media app. You can download the app for free on the App Store and Google Play. Governor Tony Evers has announced Wisconsin will join a multi-state lawsuit seeking to force the U.S. Department of Agriculture to release contingency funding for food share benefits. Due to the ongoing federal government shutdown, SNAP programs across the country, including food share in Wisconsin, are expected to see delays with benefits for the month of November. Last week, the USDA issued a memo stating that $3 billion of that contingency funding could not be legally used to address administrative costs and benefit payments during the shutdown. Energy officials are reminding residents to get caught up on their utility bills or work out a payment plan with their provider before the winter heating moratorium begins. Starting Saturday, utility companies will be prohibited from disconnecting heating services for non-payment. They are not, however, required to restart services for residents who have fallen behind on their bills. Anyone with outstanding utility bills should contact their providers to make payment arrangements or apply for financial assistance before the winter moratorium begins. The Portage County Sheriff's Office is warning about a scam involving fake invoices that seem to be coming from Portage County government departments. The emails may reference departments such as the Portage County Planning Commission and even include real information from meeting agendas. They may contain instructions to pay fees for items such as application review and processing, zoning and compliance assessment, legal and administration, or public notification and documentation. These fake invoices instruct the recipient to pay fees to continue the approval process. The Portage County Sheriff's Office says that county government departments will never request money to be wire transferred and will make all applicants aware of required fees. If you've received a suspicious invoice like this, the Portage County Sheriff's Office would like to know about it. I'm Melissa Kay for WFHR and WIRI News.
A big game for the Bucks. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports NBA. The Bucks against Steph Curry and the Golden State Warriors tonight at Fiserv Forum. Milwaukee's 3-1 after beating the Knicks Tuesday night. Golden State at 4-1. College hoops, the Badgers men's team over the UW-Platteville Pioneers, 69-53 in a charity exhibition game at the Kohl Center. NFL, Jordan Love named NFC Offensive Player of the Week after throwing 20 consecutive completions Sunday night. That tied a team record set by Brett Favre in 2007. Baseball, Blue Jays beating the Dodgers 6-1 in the World Series to go up 3-2. Trey Yesavage on the mound, striking out 12 batters, breaking a record for a rookie in the World Series since Sandy Koufax in 1963, who was sitting in the stands.
Historic stuff, that stage and his numbers. It's one thing to be in the zone, and it's another thing to be in the zone and get some swing and miss.
That's Blue Jays manager John Schneider with Sports on Mike Clemens.
Partly to mostly cloudy today, our high right around 52 here this afternoon. Tonight, it'll be mostly cloudy, chilly, our low dropping to around 33. Tomorrow, partly to mostly cloudy with a few sprinkles possible and a high right around 50. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
That's your WFHR and WIRI Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at WFHR.com or WisCountry, that's WIS, country.com.